This is our band, dude.
I see the band. This is great.
I'm the lead dancer.
The lead dancer.
Yeah,
lead
dancer.
She's a lead dancer.
I couldn't do. I would pull something if I tried that.
All right, dude. There's my manager right there.
Can I get your name, sir?
Daishai.
And yours?
Daniel.
Okay, and you're playing here at Finley Market. And how often do you come out here?
Every day the weather will let my guitar not get ruined.
I was going to ask you about that because I've spoken with other street musicians, and you know, now we're getting into late October. What do you do when the weather gets too sour?
Me?
Yeah.
I do like a bird and go south.
Is that right? And tell me about something about what do you do in your life outside of coming to Finley Market and playing music?
I play with a couple bands, and then I'm just starting my artwork back up, you know. I got a little artwork I do, you know, make a little extra money, you know what I'm saying, a little project.
Painting or crafts, or what do you do?
Drawings, and I'm working with colored pencils and these oil crayons.
Okay.
I used to just do black and white, now I'm working with color.
Okay, fantastic. Do you sell them here in town?
Oh, I'm getting ready to. I sell my ideas to other people, then they just blow them up.
I see. So how long have you been playing guitar?
Oh, man, 33, 34 years.
Yeah?
I'm actually a better harmonica player, but my harmonica's laying there broke.
And how about you? What do you do when you're not playing music?
Oh, writing a lot and fighting up with Sam on my disability.
Understood. Okay. And you have, I like your guitar. It's really well decorated. Is it Thelma? Is that the name of the guitar?
Yeah, because the one that's in the shop is Louise, so I figured.
Very nice.
You know.
Very nice. And so, you know, as I walked up here at Finley Market, you're playing your, what do you call the drum?
They call it a Chico drum. They just give a drum a name by the body style, you know.
Okay.
A drum is basically skin, you know, rope and wood, but they give it a name according to the body style. This is called a Chico.
Is this an African style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Originally, yeah, that's what it is.
And, you know, we're surrounded here by a group of kids. You're happy to have the kids come in and play along.
Oh, yeah, man.
You've provided extra instruments. You have tambourines and stuff.
They know what to do.
They're happy to chime in.
They are, man. Kids, they love, like, yeah. Sometimes I'll just sit here and make the chords and let them do that.
Third graders?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. Just let them play along.
Every now and then, one of them get the idea. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, mommy and daddy.
Hey,
guitar.
Came today.
Exactly. All right.
You know, I told my oldest granddaughter six chords on guitar, and she had a master in a week.
Yeah.
5 years ago, now she plays guitar, mandolin, banjo, piano, saxophone. She's a soprano out of Utah, lead. Whenever the school does a show. So
yeah. So, aside from just playing good music, what brings you out here? What makes you want to come out here and play music in the public?
Well, I was born and raised out here, man. I've been playing since 1987. And the thing is, interacting with people, you know what I mean? In the community, man. And just people, you know, give and take. That's what it's all about, getting out in the real world, you know? Interacting with people, give and take, and share and learn. You know?
Well, fantastic.
Yeah,
it's the same with me, man. I meet so many cool people out here. Musicians all over. Show them different spots where I'm at to play with me, you know.
Do you find Cincinnati's pretty friendly to street musicians?
Truthfully?
Yeah.
On this side of where Central Parkway cuts west to east, it's fine. You get past there, they get so many ordinance fans harass you. I've played all over the country, and I'm from Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
And you get downtown.
Downtown the
head. No, you're mistreated there worse than any city I've played.
Hmm.
So, I mean, they got me a ticket once for playing at 1:45 in the afternoon on that South Parkway, because you're not allowed to play from 1 to 5. They gave me a ticket for being within 20 feet of the crosswalk at 10 o'clock at night. I'm 100% disabled,
mm-hmm.
and whenever I play sitting downtown, they come up and tell me I got to play standing up. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to make them give me that ticket because I want to challenge it in court. Discriminatory. And they won't write the ticket. They just make me stand up.
Right.
They won't write that ticket, man.
Well, let me ask you a question, and then I'll let you get back to what you're doing. If other people were interested in performing music outside for the people, where do you think they should start? Around here, or just what's the best way to get started?
Going to street singing,
yeah.
Hey, just find a good spot like here or I'll start a coffee house, or, you know, if you want to be a night owl, I'll start a bar, you know.
You ever run into any conflicts with other musicians or anything like that around here?
No.
Everybody's kind of, they know
when
each other.
It's crowded on the weekend, like Saturday down here, mm-hmm. you got to sign a piece of paper in there, and that allows you 90 minutes at that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can turn around and sign and go to that end for 90 minutes.
Okay.
So they rotate it fairly for everybody.
So they have a plan, they have a schedule to accommodate everybody.
Yeah, on the weekend.
Okay, perfect.
Like him and me, a lot of times, they'll even let like me sign up for 90 minutes. And sign up behind me for 90 minutes.
You got 3 hours.
Yeah.
So how'd you two meet? Here?
Right here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I was out in Utah 7 years, came back, and someone say they play at the market now. They come down and see they later on that show.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time,
hey,
and enjoy what you're doing.
All right, appreciate it.
You have a good day now.
You too.
Take care.
All right, man. Peace.